I realize that most of you are going to be on the road soon, and that's kind of sad for us, but I know you're looking forward to the trips, right? Okay, and we will certainly celebrate with you too. But today, I went back and I was going to do something with stamps, and I went and got, I've got a drawer full of stamps at home that I've been trying to find somebody to give to. These are all foreign stamps. I get a lot of mail for some programs that I've written from outside the country, and you'll find some there from, oh, what are some of the countries that you've got? Australia, there's Australia, and let's see, now there's, that's Belgium, and we've got Germany there, and Finland, and let's see, now, and Israel, yes. Okay, so lots of stamps. Yes, and oh my, and you've got, oh, from Austria, actually from Austria. But what we remember, of course, is stamps. Stamps, they're kind of neat at times, and you can take those with you. And if anybody wants to collect stamps, I've probably got a drawer full at home of different kinds from different countries, and I would be happy to let you have a bunch of them. But stamps, they're used, we use those all the time, right, to send letters. I had a story I was going to tell you. It was kind of an amusing little story about a man who had a letter to mail, and he took his son to the post office, gave him a quarter, and told him to go in and get a stamp and mail the letter. That tells you how long ago that was, right? But so the boy went in, and then he came back out, and he didn't have the letter, and he gave his dad the quarter. And his dad said, well, what's this? And he said, nobody was looking. I mailed it without the stamp. Yeah. And sometimes we get that feeling. Stamps, all it does is allow us to put something in the mail, and he got around that, right? But of course, the father knew, and he found out that within a few days, he got that letter back, and he had to put a stamp on it and arrived a couple days late. Stamps are used to get things where they're going, and you don't just need it to get in the box. Being without a stamp kind of marks it. And the post office doesn't find it hard to find a letter without a stamp and know that it's going to go back. Yeah, and that kind of makes us realize that stamps kind of mark. No, you guys can have these. Take whatever you would like, please. They're kind of fun to look at. And anyway, stamps kind of mark things, and they help get them to where they're going. And the thing to remember is that there are stamps for people as well. And I don't know whether you're going to... Let me ask, do you know what the stamp of a Christian is? The stamp of a Christian. Well, I've got kind of a question. A fish was a symbol that was used by the early church to show that they were Christians. That's true. But the stamp of a Christian, how can you look at a Christian and see the stamp? And, well, there's a song that says, they'll know we are Christians by our... Does anybody remember that song? They'll know we are Christians by our love. And sure enough, that's the stamp of a Christian. That's what Jesus told us. He said, the most important thing for us is to remember to love God, to love our neighbor as ourselves, and actually he said to love others as he loved us. The whole mark of God's kingdom, the whole mark of Christians is the love, and that's the way people can look at us and know where we're going, know what our destination is by the love that we show for others. So what I want you to remember when you're ever stamping an envelope so it'll get to where you want it to go is that we all got stamps too. And it's important for us to bear that stamp so that others can know that we're Christians.